Listen, if there wasn't 20 lesbians sleeping in this communal property where I'm actually broadcasting right now, I would be screaming.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Well, hi there, ho there, and hello there, ladies. It's me, Madge Weinstein, and I'm here with Eat This Hot Show number, what is it, 98.
We are really? So perilously close to 100, it's scary.
We should have a celebration of sorts at 100, but I'm not arranging it, so it won't happen, and I'm sure neither of you are either, but feel free to donate money. I have two hostesses with me. We rotate who is the host, which is me today. I'm very prepared. And Wanda Wisdom, how are you today? Guest number one of WandaWisdom.com. Yeah.
I'd like Charles Nelson Reilly for the win.
Oh, Mrs. New York.
I'm fine, actually. Thank you very much. I'm live here in my basement boudoir as per usual.
That's good. I would be worried if you were not. And we have Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. How are you, honey?
I'm hot, and not in the good way.
It's that's right. It's 8,000 degrees there, isn't it?
Oh, it's just so fucking ridiculous. Happy goddamn motherfucking fall. It's 108.
Yeah. Well, it's about 60 degrees where I am. Does that help?
Yeah. I love it. Whenever I tweet the temperature, which is my fault for tweeting it, because no one gives a shit, but whenever I tweet the temperature, 47,000, everybody that follows me tweets, well, it's 60 degrees and overcast here. It's drizzly here. Oh, it's been beautiful and cool all day.
You know,
I don't know what
that means? It means we don't give a flying fuck how hot it is, because that's not where we are.
Right. I know. You tweeted me, nobody gives a rat's fuck the other day about something
else. It wasn't about the heat.
No.
It was about some other bullshit that you were... because you were tweeting that you're decorating the goddamn closet. Who cares?
No. Yes. Cleaning out and organizing the closet.
Who gives a
shit?
Wow.
That's about as exciting as me checking into the firm.
You're at the firm? Yeah, I know.
Actually, it's even less exciting. Anyway, well, let's not be bitchy. It's Christmas.
What? Three gay people not being bitchy?
I thought you were saying what? And it's Christmas.
I guess
it's Christmas every day in your mind, isn't it, Madge?
Yes. All Goyim. Well, you know, when I'm in Holland, Holocaustville, I always, think of Christmas.
Where are you in Euroland?
I'm in Amsterdam again, same place I was last time when I talked to you, except I've been through Munich and Berlin and back in Amsterdam. And
you went through Oktoberfest.
I did. It was really fun. I'm so surprised. I thought it would be horrible. But it was
Deutschland,
actually...
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
That's the name of my video, actually. My video that I made is called... I haven't made it yet, but I shot it. It's called Uber Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
That's brilliant, but what else is new with
you? Did they keep sitting you near the oven?
You are so not... I ate things that looked ate things that looked like my dead relatives. And I...
Did you find gold fillings in them?
No. I want to tell you something.
Hair? Was there a plenty of hair?
Listen, if there wasn't 20 lesbians sleeping in this communal property where I'm actually broadcasting right now, I would be screaming at you right now. But I can't. I'm in a place where the men... Thankfully, I'm a lesbian, but there's a sign. I posted on Facebook... And the men...
they want you to sit down and pee.
Yes. It is required. I am in a sapphic house.
Oh.
It's,
what the hell does that mean?
It's Bicycle Mark's...
House full of sapphics.
Bicycle Mark lives in a commune. And he's graciously invited me to stay in the basement. And for a couple days as I prepare to return to my home country. And, but there's... It's something... Have you ever stayed on a kibbutz?
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, it's something I do
no.
every year.
Have you ever stayed with
Hey,
about
guess
Anna?
What? Right now
what?
I'm sitting on my kibbutz. Hey!
Hey, ladies.
Well, I don't want to complain because I'm still in the house, but I'd love to bitch about it next week. when I feel safe.
And God knows you will.
Ladies, it's interesting. It's interesting. Never mind.
Do they not see? This is what I want to know. Do the people that set up these communes, have they never seen like a documentary about communes and the crazy shit that happens and how everybody ends up hating each other and then they all leave and they become capitalists and destroy America?
Well, the problem is it's not America. They don't have TVs here and they've lived together for already like 8 years and they're all musicians. The thing is, it's not them, it's me. I'm the one that doesn't fit. Oh, now there's somebody.
You know, the thing about that sign, I find it very rude because in America, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, where the where the righteous people live,
we have signs
that we put up for the same exact same meaning, but ours say something like, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy, you know, as opposed to those graphic signs that you posted.
Well, yeah, Miguel, who was here a couple weeks ago with Mark, well, maybe a couple months ago, I don't know when he was here. He's from Portuguese. And he said, yeah, I saw that sign when I was peeing. I thought it was funny. Anyway, I would like to welcome myself, too. I don't think I welcomed myself here.
Who are you?
I'm Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com.
Oh, and my God. Are you the Madge Weinstein?
You're the Madge
Weinstein.
And I have several food allergies. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
Yes, and you found, what was it? You found it in German? The German translation for you have food allergies? Wasn't that on your...
I wish.
Are you okay, Wanda, darling? Did you aspirate?
I think she has a food allergy. She's got food allergy, lesbian, clitoris envy.
What I really love about this situation that you're in right now where you have to be quiet but you're still broadcasting is you're finally working the mic right. You're leaning into the fucking mic and working it right, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Well, it's a handheld wireless mic, and it's in my face, and I'm very stressed. So I guess the moral to the story is
you're very stressed.
Stress. I'm looking at the house residents, right? They're looking right at me through this window of the kitchen. I don't know. Anyway.
Do they understand podcasting?
I'm sure they do. I mean, these days everybody does. I mean,
well,
isn't
the Dutch
it kind of
invented
ubiquitous?
It, didn't they?
Yeah, Adam Curry invented it while he was... Ugh, yuck. Don't get me started. You know better
Eating
than
his that. Transvestite wife out?
His ex-wife was not a tranny. It's his present wife, I believe. So, ladies... Yeah. I emailed you, and I got a very rough response from Antivera, but I don't care. And my topic
The balls on you for being a female lesbian, just which is redundant, but the balls on you.
Okay,
just
hold on and shut up for a second. I asked you, ladies, to please come up with each one of you a single news item so we could share for the show. Now, Wanda, did you find that offensive in any way?
No.
Okay. Of course not.
And what
of
about you?
Of course not. Wanda, who loves everybody, Wanda, who just is so cooperative and wonderful, would she ever
I don't
find
love
something
you!
Offensive?
No, I'm kidding. I jest.
Go ahead, Vera. What did you think of it?
Of your
email? My request.
Well, I thought it was hysterical.
Why?
Because of what's been going on with people and topics and all the shit that's been hitting the fan with topics and all that crap, and you have the cojones on you as a lesbian to ask us to do your work for you.
See, I don't know how you could possibly take it as such a dramatic thing.
Oh God, you know, I'm making much more of it than it is. Do you actually believe that I'm sincere when I rag
think she,
like that?
I did kind of get the impression from Vera's email that she was being rather pickwick.
My tongue was firmly planted in
I
your
think
cheek.
You are completely insane.
Oh, well, that
well,
goes
that
without
goes
saying,
with it,
but yeah. But why wouldn't, you know, by
Did
now...
Did you get the topic or not?
I actually looked up a couple news stories,
good.
As a matter of fact.
Well, I think we should just go right into it, because if I start talking about the things that happen here, it's going to go way off track, and I'll save that for my own program. But honestly, it's been very weird. I will just suffice it to say I did a...
Good weird or bad weird?
Good weird. I had a wonderful time so far. I did a survey of actual lesbians with food allergies in Berlin. It's kind of surreal. Anyway, so...
What are they allergic to?
Nuts.
Oh, well, lesbians would be allergic to nuts. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's your news story for you, Vera?
Actually, it was a topic as opposed to a news story, but there is a news story interlaced.
You can't follow
whatever. Directions. She hates being told what to do. I think this is what it comes down to. Vera cannot stand being told what to do by anyone.
Oh, if you only knew how wrong that was. It's hysterical.
I'm not talking about sex.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have sex.
But see, I'm not going to talk about my personal life because we don't talk about our personal lives on the show anymore.
Actually, that's what I was I was thinking of doing a personal thing instead. I was going to ask something like, what's your most embarrassing moment? But I thought that's retarded and I don't want to describe mine. So that's when I decided to do the news story.
Oh.
Because you're right. I don't want to. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. If I may, and
you may.
Wanda, you inhaled. So, did you want to say something, darling?
No, I didn't inhale.
I'm sorry. You and Bill Clinton.
What are you talking about?
I heard an inhalation, and I thought Wanda needed to speak. There it is. See.
Hi there. Ho there.
Hello there, lesbos. Yesterday or the day before, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Channel 2 News, which is the major news network news here, Kent Shocknick, our afternoon and evening anchor, said, our top story tonight, Lindsay Lohan goes to jail. And I screamed at the television set that that is not a top story, and it's not news. And it is, and you're not going to believe this one, but I actually sat down and wrote a letter.
Good for you.
To CBS.
Good.
Because I was so infuriated that, do it in the entertainment section. And now in entertainment news, whatever, fine. But the top story, it made the skin crawl off my body. So I wrote a letter, and I don't believe in writing letters. I don't think writing letters does anything, but it sure made me feel better. Mm-hmm. And I mailed it off to CBS News. I'm wondering when, like, for example, we never heard about the fact that on August 19th, the last U.S. combat brigade left Iraq. We didn't hear about that. Did you know that the last combat brigade was pulled out of Iraq on August 19th? And did you know that on August 31st, President Obama declared an end to combat operations in Iraq?
Well, I honestly don't remember the exact date, but yes, I remember that occurrence.
Okay. Well, you know what? Truly. I don't remember hearing that anywhere on the news. I can tell you what Lindsay Lohan was doing and what Paris Hilton was doing, but I don't remember hearing that. And I don't know, as a group of us that have a modicum of intelligence, what we can do to combat this nonsense that is being shoved down our throats.
Well, in order to have a modicum of intelligence, you have to know what the word modicum means. And most people, I think it's pretty much that's the end of the discussion.
Yes, but I got ragged on in a comment for, I think, decrying the illiteracy and bad judgment of most of America on the last show. Apparently, there are dissenting opinions as to the collective intelligence of our nation.
You know, whatever. Comments are like assholes and opinions, whatever. But I want to, is it possible you can read us the letter you wrote? Do you
have a copy of it? If I had a brain in my head, and if I had any kind of computer savvy, when I closed Microsoft Word, and the little paperclip said, "Do you want to save?"
You still have the paperclip? That goddamn paper. I thought that ended like 10 years ago.
Vera she's old. No offense.
And so I clicked no, because I'm so used to, and so it's gone. I had the hard copy went to, of course, to the thing, and that was it. So no, and it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Because it was full of intelligent vitriol, which is, I think, the way things are understood by people. You have to get somewhat vitriolic, but you have to have at least an intelligent argument behind it.
So you basically said, what is wrong with you? And did you mention the combat operations thing?
I did. What I did is I listed a bunch of news that I had not heard on CBS. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned all the things that I did hear. And I mentioned how offensive it was to be sitting to know of the. I think that it was there was a an explosion in Iraq that had killed a bunch of people, and killed a bunch of our people, I think. And what happened was that story was never even talked about on that half hour. but they spent 10 minutes cutting away to the local, you know, cutting away to where Lindsay Lohan was going to show up, to the reporter there as we're waiting for Lindsay to show up.
Sure. Why can't she just die?
I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
But what gets me so much about that is that why are our news organizations pandering, first of all? And then the second question is, why this interest? What is it about us as a society that is so interested in these insignificant human beings that have a talent for either performing or throwing a basket through a hoop or singing? What is this obsession that we have with these people? Huh?
Or eating a bug, as your friend Charles Nelson Riley.
Yes. Well, that's how you become a star.
I don't know. I'd like to have Wanda answer that, because I've thought about this and discussed this into the ground, and I have no answer for you. Maybe Wanda.
Yeah,
does.
I don't know. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's. I don't. How do you answer? I mean, I feel like most people, for the most of history, don't care more than about 2 feet in front of them. And I don't know. I will tell you, though, that with this particular Lindsay Lohan thing, I am transfixed by how people are drawn to stories like this. When I fill in for a friend of mine on the radio, his show is pop culture nonstop for 2 hours. So I am forced to go in and, find these stories like what's popping. And, I have to read them and I have to understand them and I have to talk about them and get people. And, you know, I don't understand why some of these stories are more interesting to people than others. But I did, last week I watched some friends of mine have this discussion about Lindsay Lohan. And it was like they were talking. What struck me is that it was like they were talking about someone they knew, as if they were talking about a good friend of theirs. I mean, it was really with that level of interest and feeling. It was very strange to me. But so I don't know what it is. I don't know that I have any answers either. I would like to just say that people have been stupid and care about the wrong things all throughout history, and that's just the way human beings are. But that seems a little
well. As opposed to answers, I'm always interested in thoughts and opinions and possibilities and ideas of why, because I don't think there is an answer. I don't think there is a why to most things, but there's a because this and because that, and I am so hard pressed to come up in my mind with the voracious interest in these people and not. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I don't. Obviously, no. But what has been on my mind lately, being in Europe, is the fact that I just can't get over how socially people are in terms of socio-politically or whatever the word is, how different people are on the same planet across the ocean and basically the same, Western civilization. People here are so different. And I'm talking particularly about gay marriage as an example. Like, I was talking to Miguel from Portugal. He's there. We were doing a video conference. Miguel, Portugal is a fucked up country that's very Catholic, very religious in general. And he was telling me that he was saying, okay, so, we had this issue of gay marriage and people were against it. But then everybody thought, yeah, why not? And they made it legal, and now it's legal, and everybody's fine with it, and they forgot. And that's typical of the mentality here. I met, in my travels, I've met several people that are married, and they were all gay. Everybody that I met who was married is gay, and all the straight couples who have kids, and there's been probably four that I've met along the way, all are not married yet have kids because they don't see the importance of marriage, but the gay people are getting married because they can, I think it's very exciting and in all respects because people can do what they want. And I just can't fathom why it's so different across the ocean. I just don't get it.
It's the mindset of the American people, and for whatever reason what created that mindset, I have no idea because you were talking about a Catholic country. You can't get more religious than that. Mm-hmm. So I maybe it's the evangelical Christian element.
But what does that tell you, though? I think it says maybe religion isn't the problem.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, that maybe it isn't.
Well, religion, I think, is just the excuse or the vehicle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I think there's, you know, it's interesting, like, I pay attention a lot to the gay news in my other manifestations. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching a lot these stories that come out of the United Kingdom where you have, you don't have gay marriage, but you have civil partnerships. And you've got these this equality legislation, which is just amazing to me, that basically requires like everybody at every level of society to treat gay people equally. And if they don't, there's almost been this overarching, it's almost
yes.
as if.
It's a social people, taboo.
Yeah, it's almost as yeah. if, I mean, people are punished socially uh-huh. for being perceived as being anti-gay. And right. I don't know if the actual attitudes of people have changed that much, or if it's, but it's just, it's so much more a part of, you know, the legislation and law yeah. and people's like, oh, we don't do this because it's no longer socially acceptable.
Well, that's part of what Miguel was saying, too, is that he said, you know, it's almost like in Europe as a country, you kind of have to do it or else, you know, because it's like in order to be modern and show that you're a modern country, you have to do it.
Well, and plus, I think, too, the parliamentary system allows for sweeping changes, you know, to take place far more easily than they do in the United States. I mean, we're so slow and, mm-hmm. you know, changing things legislatively because of the way our system is set up. I mean, if you get things through the parliament, you know, suddenly the entire country from, you know, the top down has mm-hmm. to follow these rules where we've got states and local municipalities, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right. Hmm. So, well, that's that. It's a good topic. Thank you, Vera. And I'm sure the audience will have lots of things to say, mostly against you personally.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, Wanda, did you have a particular thing you wanted to discuss in the news?
I did. I a couple stories about bullies. I posted one on my Facebook.
Yeah.
About... there was just one last Thursday where this 13-year-old in Texas shot himself in the head after, it sounds like, regular bullying for being, you know, not just being gay, but for being short. And he had his parents were some weird religion, which it doesn't state. But he was picked on for his religion, for his height, and the fact that he was perceived to be gay. And what was really sad was that if you read all the way through the story, you find out that this 13-year-old comes out to his stepfather the day that he kills himself, and the stepfather actually was supportive and, you know, didn't have a problem with the fact that he was gay.
The same day he killed himself.
Yeah, and then later that day, he still felt the need to shoot himself in the
head.
How
do we know that his father was supportive?
Well, that's true. I mean,
so?
Yes, according to his quote to the paper. Mm-hmm. But his parents both talk about this persistent bullying that they mm-hmm. say they made aware to the school, and then school says we don't know anything about it. So, mm-hmm. and this kid was
kicked downstairs and physically bullied, and the school didn't do anything about it. I mean, it was really an ongoing thing for this poor child.
And where was this, did you say?
This was in Cypress, Texas, which is sort of outside of Houston.
Texas needs to be removed from the map. You need to get your mother out of there and they need to send it back to Mexico.
Well, you know what? They want to secede.
The sad thing is, there is a story here locally, and this is why I brought this up, because I'm writing this article for our magazine about this kid here in Minnesota who was bullied for being gay. He was also, I think he was 14, and he had actually come out, but then he ended up hanging himself. Ugh. And the discussion here is that the school district does not allow teachers to teach about homosexuality or sexual orientation at all, which really just means homosexuality, because of course they, I'm sure, talk about heterosexuality without knowing it.
Yeah.
But the discussion here is, you know, should schools even be talking about homosexuality? And the schools say, well, we have an anti-bullying policy, so that should cover it.
Yeah, collecting dust in some three-ring binder somewhere.
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
We have a policy. I'm curious, like, do we, you know, what should we be talking to kids about? It just seems strange to me that in 2010, with all of the ways that society has been coming around to accepting and understanding that there are gay people everywhere, that in school, of all places, there's still no place for a young gay kid to learn about himself.
Oh, my God. You know, and I don't mean to change the subject, but this goes back to the previous topic. I'm scanning through news items as you're talking on Google Reader, and I just got one. Lindsay Lohan in rehab. And it's from Huffington Post. And yeah. Huffington Post is supposed to be real news, and they're already, you know, 2 years old, and they're turning to shit. Anyway, were either of you bullied?
Oh, yeah. In junior high especially, because I think junior high is the worst bullying time anyway. And nobody, what I don't understand is I was not a very effeminate child, but I was not, I wasn't very athletic, and I was very tall, and I think... I don't know. For some reason, it was like I wasn't doing all the things that boys did at that age. And so I don't know how kids smell it on you, but they seem to have a sense to go right for the jugular when. And so it's not like I even ever came out as gay or like I was kissing a boy or something like that, but they sure smelled it on me.
And what about you, Vera?
I was reading these articles about bullying, and I was really racking my brain to think back, because I had a lot of torment, but only occasionally was it faggot, you fag stuff. And it was for very similar reasons to Wanda. I suck at sports. I couldn't throw a ball to save my life. And I loved art and was very artistic, and I loved Glee Club and, you know, all the stuff that is not uber masculine. And so I got a lot of grief for that, and I had a very big surprise. I had a very big mouth, and so I was always mouthing off and getting myself into trouble in ways like that. But there were instances of bullying that I can remember. But I wouldn't. When I read about what happened to this poor kid who shot himself, and the other articles that I've read, the bullying that they're talking about is severe bullying, and it's constant. It is from the moment the kid gets to school until he leaves, and then sometimes on the way home. You know, it's a never ending torment that these kids go through. And I didn't experience anything like that, but I did. You know, I had my share of, you know, get the ball, faggot, and stuff like that.
But you were bullied. That doesn't, I mean, bullying doesn't necessarily mean it was homophobic bullying. Like, I was bullied too, and it wasn't sexuality related at all. It was just, but it was horrible. I mean, absolute hell. But it wasn't, you know, homophobic, but it was, you know, I couldn't imagine it being any worse, to be honest. I mean, if they had said dyke faced whore, you know, it wouldn't have been, I don't know. It was everything I experienced in junior high. For me, it was also junior high, was a living hell. And I was terrified every day to go on the bus. And nobody did a damn thing.
No, they don't. Nobody
did a damn thing. And I understand how people freak out.
A lot of times the teachers don't like the bullied. They share the same beliefs with the bullies.
Right.
And so they enjoy what's happening to the bullied child, because they would like to be doing it themselves. You know, these attitudes never change in some of these places.
Well,
a lot of times the teachers want, like, they sort of are still in that mentality, and they just want to be popular too.
Yeah, and in fact, that happened here, which is part of this sort of, I think this discussion has been going on a long time here locally, because in the same school district, two teachers last year were reprimanded by the State Human Rights Commission for intentionally Well, I mean, frankly, bullying a student and making, you know, homophobic jokes at the student in front of other students. And it really seemed like when you read the report, it seemed like these teachers were trying to be popular with the kids that were around by engaging in this behavior.
It seems to be a recurring theme. You know, it's funny because when I was in high school, there was most teachers were, as you described, just trying to be popular, and they went along with the flow, or they mostly didn't do anything. But the couple of teachers that did sort of support me and were on my side were the teachers that were mean to everyone else. You know, they were the teachers that everyone hated.
That's
but they defended me. Yeah.
Yeah. That is very interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. So
I can remember that I got an awful lot of shit because I looked Jewish growing up. And so I got I'm not being funny. So I got an awful lot of Jew boy that kind of stuff.
I had the weirdest thing happen when I was in fifth grade.
I just want to save it. Save it just for a second.
Okay.
Save your fifth
Finish
grade story because I want to hear it.
Go ahead.
And I want to talk about teachers joining in. And because there was this perception that I was Jewish, one day in gym class, before we would get involved with gym, we would sit out in the yard, and then over the PA system, they would play the national anthem, and we'd have to stand for the national anthem and then say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'd go into the gym class. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with my friend one day and literally did not consciously hear the thing start to play, the Oh Say Can You See start to play. And mm-hmm. so I didn't stand up. We were sitting down talking, and all of a sudden there was a hand on my collar. And I was being pulled up to a standing position, and Mr. O'Connor, a gym teacher with red eyes, really red eyes, and a scary face, had me inches away from his face and screamed into my face, "If I were in your fucking country, I'd stand up for your goddamn national anthem," meaning Israel. Now, of course, I was just hanging there limp because he was a teacher and he was doing it. And then he dropped me and he walked off and we said the Pledge of Allegiance.
And where was this? What city? I know I should know, but
Woodland Hills. It was at Taft. Yeah, it was at William Howard Taft High School, uh-huh. And it was my my very first year there.
I never would have imagined that there would be anti-Semitism. I always thought that as crazy as LA is, that it was pretty.
Well, what's
liberal.
Most ironic about that is that at that time, Taft's students were very affluent. Now, I was from the other side of the tracks, as were many people, but the majority of the people in that school were very affluent, and believe it or not, the majority of the people were Jewish and affluent. So to have anti-Semitism was odd, but from the time I was little, in one way or another, I was called a Jew or a kike or something like that.
That's so weird, especially since you're not Jewish.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Now, on the same line.
You said fifth grade, Wanda.
Because Jews and communists are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
Jesus Christ.
When I was in fifth
you're
grade.
You're kind of right, actually.
When I was in fifth grade,
Hitler didn't like either one of them.
You know those little lawn signs when, I think it was Toro was the name of the company, the lawn company.
Yes,
they would come through and treat the lawn, and then they'd put down those little red flags.
Yeah. But it wasn't Toro; it was something else. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Toro made the lawnmowers.
Oh yeah, you're right. But it was something. It was a red flag anyway.
Like Kemlon or something.
Yeah, I picked up I remember one day in recess, I picked up a red flag, and I went, you know, like, "Long live Russia!"
Uh oh.
Now this was like what, circa 1985, 1984,
Cold War,
the height of the Cold War, and I swear to God, for the next year, I was picked on relentlessly, and they would call me communist. I mean, to the point that I would cry.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
Now I was a crier anyway, and it didn't help that I had a dummy. You know those
ventriloquist dummy
who was black.
Oh, was he a communist?
And
wait a second, you lost me.
I had.
which is not easy to do.
I had broken my wrist earlier that year because I was playing the role of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and fell off the chimney and broke my wrist.
Oh.
And when I came back, I had a cast. So when I came, my cousin, she gave me her, she had a, what was his name? It's a famous ventriloquist dummy, a black one.
Okay. Lester?
Lester, yes. He had curly black hair. Anyway, my cousin had a Lester doll that she had put a cast on. So she gave him to me so that I didn't feel alone. That I wasn't, you know, I was special. So when I came, I come back from being sick. I'm a communist now with a black dummy, and I'm a gimp. So it was a hard year for me.
Sounds devastating.
It's true. It sounds so delightfully pathetic, but
I was riding my bike with Mark. Gave me a bike just for a couple days, you know, in Amsterdam, where everybody rides bikes, and it's so congested. It's just like being on the freeway, and Mark yells at me, "Move over, retard mobile," and it was one of those little golf carts speeding past us. That's all.
What does that have to do with
this? What does that mean, Madge? Did you take your medication today?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Retard, were there mentally handicapped or challenged people in the golf cart?
I guess I just thought it was funny because Mark is so politically correct and always does the right thing, and he's a vegetarian and all that, and he, you know, saves the world.
Well, see, that's the setup to the joke. You have to set it up. We don't know Mark. So you have to set the joke up, Madge.
Well, listen, just, you know what? I don't speak English.
Who don't speak English?
I don't. You know, I just deal with it. Roll with it. I don't know what to tell you. It was funny in a parallel universe. It doesn't have to be funny. I just, sometimes it's, I like being tangential.
Do you have a topic?
Yeah.
A news story?
Well, I have two. One is
interesting.
One is the one I like, and I'm ashamed of it.
Okay. Is it Lindsay Lohan?
No. I was, for some reason, and I know it's wrong, but I was absolutely delighted when I heard that the president of Segway died by falling off his Segway into a river.
He couldn't stop it.
I don't know why. It made me absolutely ecstatic and gleeful, and I don't know why.
Because they're supposed to be so intuitive. He should have leaned back and stopped his Segway right off the cliff.
I just don't.
Secretly wanted to die.
It sounds like a horrible joke, but my God, what a horrible way to die!
And you heard all over the land just as that happened. Do 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 do.
I don't. I mean, I think it's so funny because the Segway people are so, they're like Trekkies. They're so into their Segways, you know, like they're just evangelical about them. You know, everybody needs a Segway. They're so great. Nobody wants them. They're so overpriced. And the only people that have them are assholes like cops and mailmen like Clank. And then like the last thing that these, you know, obsessed geeks need is for the founder of Segway to fall into a, what was it, a river?
I don't know. No, he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he fell off a
cliff. How the fuck did you? How the fuck
did
that happen?
He drove right off the cliff. He was
surveying his estate.
And it just happened to have a cliff?
Well, you know, he's like, oh, look over here, do, do, do.
And, you know, Segways read your mind. And so he was thinking, oh, it's pretty over there, do, 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 do.
And what's the do, 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 do? I don't know.
Oh, don't you remember laughing every time anybody did anything?
Did you see that? We'll save it. I saw that story this morning. Speaking of random stories on bad cable news, where they talked about the military people coming out talking about UFOs.
You know what? I was in the airport yesterday. You know, and they had CNN International on, and I saw that at the bottom of the screen, rolling on international news, and I thought, who? I looked and I saw it said UFO something. And I did a double take, and I looked back, is this a commercial? And said, nope, CNN. I don't know anything about it other than that, but I thought, oh, that's weird. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know the details, but basically there were some military personnel that were coming out with a ufologist saying that the U.S. military, there was one case in particular where aliens have, they shut down a nuclear missile test in the 60s, I think.
The aliens did?
Yeah, they actually shut a missile down in North Dakota. And they were saying that it's because, you know, the aliens don't want us to blow ourselves up. And these were, I mean, this was on CNN. I literally stopped what I was doing and, you know, went to the TV because I'm like, is this for real? Or is this the usual, you know, story that's not really a story? But there was this press conference with, you know, ufologist, you know, Barney.
What is a ufologist?
An ologist
who studies
UFOs.
And it's actually pronounced ufologist.
Oh, pardon me.
Is this, okay. But isn't this the same kind of, aren't we talking in the same kind of zone as Sylvia Brown?
I mean, no, because they consider it a science.
So does Sylvia.
I mean, these people talk about all the proof that they have. And
What proof? What's the proof?
You know,
I've never in my life heard any proof.
Oh, they have photographs and they have eyewitness testimony and they have all kinds of things.
They've got Mylar balloons.
Yes, Mylar balloons.
So it's a bunch of bullshit. Same thing as Lindsay Lohan, basically.
Oh, I'm sure.
Fake news. Oh, that's horrible to hear. Well, the world is over.
It is over. Go ahead.
I have a real story.
Okay, go.
That I think is interesting. I don't really have a point, but then again, I never do.
Do you ever?
There was a guy who was executed, I think, yesterday in some state, yes. Some bumfuck state. But his execution was supposed to take place a week ago, but it got delayed because he tried to kill himself. And they did these, and he really tried hard, and he had razor bladed himself everywhere. And they went to like absolutely his heroic measures to save this guy so that they could execute him a week later.
It's just weird beyond weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's the same as them rubbing alcohol on the arm before they insert the needle for the lethal injection. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I've never understood how doctors could be involved in any part of that process.
Well, you know, there's a problem, too, in another story this week that the drug that they use, one of the drugs, which is a barbiturate, they can't get it anymore. And they don't know why, and the company that makes it just hasn't made it in a while. They said there won't be any available till 2011, and it's a pharmaceutical company. And they just no explanation, they're just not going to produce it. Weird. So there's a problem because this was part of the cocktail that was approved by the Supreme Court or something like this. And, you know, it's interesting because then it raises the question, well, what about drug companies? I mean, should they be making it? If that's all it's used for, I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's used for other things. Maybe, but should they be supplying it to prisons if they're knowing it's going to kill people?
One thing you don't do is you don't bring up the death penalty discussion with just minutes to go at the end of a program.
True. Why not?
Because that's a big discussion.
Yeah, but it's also a discussion that doesn't go anywhere. Isn't it?
Well, in bottom line, Mads,
we have five minutes.
Truth be told, discussion does go anywhere? There isn't ever a conclusion or a
but it's like
a resolution to these.
It's
discussions.
One of those things where it seems like, do people ever change their mind on the death penalty?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Recently? Actually, not too long ago, and really from a lot of conversation that you had with me and me listening to you talk about it before you adopted your new format of talking about shit and whatever else you do.
Prolapse.
On your show.
I do some prolapses normal shows once in a while.
That I can barely.
I just posted a show about.
But think about that, yeah. Madge.
What?
Think about the fact that when you spoke from your heart about something, you convinced somebody.
Yeah, that's good. I'm happy about that.
That is a good, what do you Jews call that?
A mitzvah.
Yes. So now you can go to heaven or Jew heaven.
And what happens when you do a mitzvah? Well, you're out with your friends at a nice location having cocktails? It's a bar mitzvah. Hyman? No. Okay.
No, that's okay. Really not, because it is a bar mitzvah. So
I know. It was a bad joke.
Real bad, and you're complaining to me about this goddamn retard mobile.
Well, okay, before we go, I do want to mention this. Have you guys heard, have you ladies heard about what Dan Savage is doing?
Yes.
And his It Gets Better project?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about it.
Okay, he has decided that to get a website where if you have a YouTube account, you go onto YouTube and you talk to gay youth about the fact that it gets better.
Huh.
Savage was inspired to create the project after hearing about the story of Billy, an Indiana teenager who committed suicide after being taunted by his classmates. Savage writes, "I wish I could have told Billy that it gets better. I wish I could have told him that. However bad things were, however isolated and alone he was, it gets better." And so what he did is he's got on YouTube, it's youtube.com/itgetsbetterproject. And you are encouraged to do a YouTube video talking about your personal experience with how bad it was and how good it has gotten or how many things have improved so that gay youth can see that it gets better. Wow. And I think it's just a really a noble, wonderful thing. And if we could have seen that as kids, I know that it would have changed my life because I kept waiting to turn into Truman Capote. I thought that's what was going to happen to me. I was going to turn into Truman Capote.
At least you knew who he was. I didn't at the time.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, though. That's a wonderful idea.
Isn't it wonderful? And it's youtube.com/itgetsbetterproject. And I just think it's noble and wonderful.
Yeah, I guess I always thought it goes without saying, but it does get better. So, and there's always young people listening, so.
Yes.
It gets
fabulous.
Better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There was a time when I did not want to live anymore. I mean, I never got suicidal, but I would have been perfectly happy to be hit by a bus when I was probably 7th or 8th grade.
I know. I understand that completely. Yeah.
And so, I would love to go on and talk about this at length, but I must go.
Okay. Well, I have to go too. So I'm going to let you go, actually.
I don't. I have nothing to do. I can just sit here. I'll just keep talking.
It's 11 o'clock.
Do you know where
your children are?
I've got to make one last trip to the automat and eat out of the little wall thing. I can't wait. I love that.
Well, I can't wait for you to return to the good old United States of America where everything is free.
America?
Yes.
Everything's free, right?
Close this fucker out, will you?
I am. Bye, Wanda. Thank you for being with us.
Toodles!
What's your website?
Oh, Jesus.
WandaWisdom.com.
Premature toodles.
Vera, what's your website?
VeraSpeaks.com. Please come visit me.
And I'm Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com. This is Eat This Hot Show. We have a blog, EatThisHotShow.com, and you can link. Give us money, and next week we should do a thank you thing.
Yes.
Disbursement. People have been nice. And thank you for listening, and goodbye, and shalom.
Toodles. Girdle.
Bye.
Because Jews and communists are kind of the same thing.